It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Wouldn't it be great if entertaining would be so easy that you wouldn't have to sweat it out and it would not be time consuming? If it were, would you be more likely to entertain? Well, I would for sure. So we brought in to our studio today, Denise Vivaldo. She's author of The Entertaining Encyclopedia. She covers it A to Z. Welcome to our Family Food Kitchen. I'm so happy to have you with us, Denise.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, the next thing is now I just want to come to your parties after reading this. Oh my goodness. This is everything you could think of is in this book, The Entertaining Encyclopedia. But let's start with the themes. Wait a minute. I'm going to back up. Take that back. Where should we start? Should we start with a theme, or what is the order of thought when you decide you want to have a party?
Thinking about, right before we were going to speak, I was trying to think about logistics for people. But you are correct. If you start, I think the hard part of entertaining is people make too much about it. We're all so consumed, you know, by food, but we think our houses have to be perfect, and our kids have to be perfect, or certainly we try with our husbands, but we just can't make anything perfect, so we put so much pressure on ourselves. That's why entertaining isn't fun to people, in my opinion.
You nailed it, because that would be me.
Oh, we all do it. No. My husband, when I'm entertaining, not now, but years ago, would say to me, "Sweetheart, you really can't get a new lawn before Sunday." And I would say, "What?" You know, or I would be out there at 12 o'clock at night wanting to paint the front door because I had decided that new color would just impress my friends. Then I realized something. My friends don't care about the color of my front door. But like you just said, they really do care about what we eat. And that it's fun. And that, you know what else? I started being a better hostess when I decided to have fun at my own party. A worker bee.
Yeah, we're always stuck in the kitchen and running around. We don't even remember who's in the house. We're so busy.
It's a blur.
You're right.
And when people say later, "God, that was so lovely," I think, really? Because
I don't remember that, right?
So my parties have gotten simpler. And I think the book, you can tell in lots of it, the idea is, you just said it, start with a theme. And the theme might be you just want to have your four best friends over for, you know, an ice cream sundae party. Women, to me, all my friends are still always on diet. So if I all of a sudden, and my sister, who's the health nut, came last Thanksgiving, I put out pies, but I just said, "I have ice cream with hot caramel sauce." The skinny kid ate like six little scoops of ice cream.
You're making us look bad. You are making us look bad. Come on, really.
I think it's healthy to eat something that you desire, and, you know, you're not going to do it every day. Party food's about having a treat.
Entertaining is
about having a treat. But I think a theme, and it can be very simple. You want to see good friends, and you're going to make one of the dishes, and then you're going to buy several of the other things that accompany it, so you're not under so much pressure.
Right. Yeah, because I'll say, "Well, gee, wouldn't it be fun to have so-and-so-and-so-and-so over?" And then I think, oh, I don't know what to do. So I want to let everybody know that you have two pages in the middle of your book called theme menus. So if you want to have an Oscar night or Super Bowl party or girls' night in or a Grecian get-together, you have a list of recipes that you suggest that we prepare so we can make it easy for us to entertain our friends and have it taste good.
That, you know, it makes it, I think, of course, I love to cook. I still love to cook after like 10,000 parties and, you know, 8 cookbooks. I still like to cook because I feel like I learn something every time I do it. But I have found people with classic recipes, you know, tacos, turkey tacos on, you know, the weekend. But maybe you dice up fresh vegetables that go on top of them, things that people don't always have time to make at home. And I think that we're just, people are busy. People are busy, and moms and kids and everybody going in different directions. You know, I just think, sometimes I just make chili. I make chili, but I put a lot of interesting toppings up. I'll make a beef chili and a turkey chili, have them in crock pots or slow cookers, and then I'll put out so people can enjoy as much as they want. If they want to eat a tortilla, they can. If they don't want to eat a tortilla, they don't have to. I load up on vegetables in my meals whenever I can, because I just know that single people don't always get enough vegetables because they're eating in restaurants. Right. Or, you know, when they get home, they don't have time. People think it's a lot of trouble to cut up vegetables. And yet, you know, it can be one of the easiest things to steam some fresh vegetables and enjoyable.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. Another issue for parties is budget. Because you say, I'm going to have some people over. Maybe I wanted to have 8. No, it's going to cost too much. Maybe I'll have 4. I mean, how do you manage a budget?
Correct. I decide from the theme. Is it, and you know, which is, I always say to people, make chili or make soup or do something inexpensive. You know, if you need to have 10 people for a dinner party, that's not the night to, you know, serve lobster and filet mignon. You know what I mean? Because
it
will be very costly. But if you make a gorgeous, you know, mushroom soup, mushroom and seasoned soup, and put a little diced chicken in it, it's delicious. You can serve it. You could serve it with, you know, some healthy crackers or a whole wheat bread and a big green salad. That will cost, you know, a fourth of what a fancy dinner party would cost. So I try to, you know, if it's only going to be 2 guests, then I'll think, ooh, something that I haven't made for a while, something that's kind of luxurious. But it really is, the budget is, think about it. You know, they tell you to cook, eat seasonally and locally. Well, that's cheaper. When, you know, I go to the store, if it's tomato season, then you should make a tomato salad. You know, if it's raspberries are abundant, that's the time to make a raspberry mousse or just beautiful raspberries with some brown sugar. So budget's about planning your menu to what kind of party that you want to do and not spend too much. I think that's the second reason people don't entertain. First, they're nervous, and second, they don't want to spend the money.
Right. So let's say I want to do, first of all, I'm glad you said that, because I keep thinking, what shouldn't I skimp on? But if you're just using what's in season and your recipes, you know, you've got so many great recipes that are simple. Salads are simple. Soups are simple. I mean, there is a way to go simple and keep it cost effective.
Chicken. Chicken is always, chicken's not
chicken.
Expensive and delicious. If it, you just
right.
don't want
to and overcook. Beans.
Yes, beans, fabulous.
Yeah, you talk about chili. Chili's always, you know, people don't get tired of chili. That's the other thing.
They don't.
I think people think, I better not do that because everybody always does that. Well, probably not with chili, right?
I also think so few people entertain like they used to. I mean, meaning that I'm old, so I remember people entertaining more. But if you really think about the idea of entertaining is to enjoy yourself, enjoy some friends, enjoy whether it's a football game or a soccer, you know, your kid's team, and put the right spin on it, you're going to enjoy yourself, and so are your friends. And they're going to be thrilled with a cup of soup and, you know, a sandwich or a glass of wine and a piece of cheese and cracker.
And that is such a great way to wind up. And if you want to know more about how to throw a party, The Entertaining Encyclopedia is your go-to book by Denise. Thanks so much for being in our kitchen with us today. And be sure to share your episodes with your family and friends on Radio MD. Please always eat well and stay well.